Latin America is in the grip of dengue fever. And if you think you're safe in Europe, you're not in the clear either. Hi there, everyone. It's Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English skills with stories about current events and trending topics. Listen here, and you'll get exposure, no pun intended today. You'll get exposure to new ideas, new words, new concepts, all in English, so you get your brain thinking in English. And it's all about what's going on in the world. What's going on in large parts of Latin America is an alarming increase in dengue fever. Today, we'll break out a lot of the vocabulary we learned during the pandemic, and we'll talk about this disease, variants, vaccines, prevention, treatment, all those kinds of words we learned a few years ago. In the second half of the lesson, I'll show you what it means to buy something up. This is lesson number 680, so that means the full lesson and all the resources, the quiz, the transcripts, the translations, the exercises, the practice area, that's all at plainenglish.com/680. Before we dive into today's story, you've heard me mention some of the great ways our Plus membership can help you upgrade your English, and you might be curious about what that looks like. We've recently unlocked some free samples so that you can try out the premium features for yourself. Even if you don't join, you'll still learn something from the sample lessons. Sound good? Look for the link that says free samples at the top of plainenglish.com. I've also put a direct link to the samples at the bottom of the show notes of this episode. Now, we're ready to start today's story. Dengue fever is a tropical disease spread by mosquitoes. Every year, millions of people are infected. 80% of them, however, are asymptomatic. They may never know they had it. Among those who do get symptoms, the most common effects are a mild fever, headache, and fatigue. But about 5% of cases are serious, where patients require hospitalization. These patients suffer a more intense fever, muscle pain, joint pain, rash, fatigue, vomiting, and bleeding. In a very, very small percentage of cases, dengue can be life-threatening. Just 0.03% of cases are fatal. There are four variants of dengue, all of which are in circulation. A person infected with one variant can never get that same variant again. But if a person gets a different variant, the symptoms can be more severe than they were with the first infection. Dengue is endemic in 100 countries. It's most commonly found in Brazil, India, and Southeast Asia, though cases are frequently reported in much of Africa and in equatorial regions of Latin America. In the last couple of years, dengue fever has been spreading to more people and to more places. And though it doesn't kill as many people as other tropical diseases, dengue does make people sick. It strains the medical system, causes people to miss work, and is generally unpleasant. Latin America is by far the most affected region from this new surge in cases. To put it in perspective, An average of 535,000 people in Latin America were infected with dengue every year from 2000 to 2005, about 500,000 people a year. But last year, 2023, there were 8 times as many, over 4.5 million infections. And so far this year, almost 6 million people have been infected, and the year isn't even half over. Argentina, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Brazil are experiencing the worst years of dengue in their histories. Brazil registered 1 million cases in only a few weeks. The army is scrambling to build tent hospitals in Brasilia, the capital. In Mexico, cases this year are 5 times higher than they were just a year ago. Peru and Puerto Rico have declared health emergencies. Cases are showing up in more temperate Chile and Uruguay, which haven't seen serious outbreaks before. What can be done about the spread? Unfortunately, there aren't many great options. Here are the basics. People can protect themselves with mosquito netting, insect repellent, and by wearing long-sleeved shirts and long pants. Governments can take a few steps. Mosquitoes thrive in standing water, so governments can look for standing water and fumigate the area. But this is expensive, and it's hard to do over a vast area. How about vaccines? Unfortunately, there are no great vaccines for dengue fever. One is an expensive 2-course injection. The other can only be administered to patients who have already had dengue before. But since most cases are asymptomatic, most people who can get the vaccine don't even know they're eligible. Newer vaccines are promising, but it's still early days. Brazil has bought up supplies of one of them, but there's still not yet enough manufacturing capacity to roll out the vaccine across a large population. Another new vaccine is still in trials. There is one other approach: to infect mosquitoes before the mosquitoes infect humans. Here's how it works. Scientists can inject a bacteria into mosquito eggs. The bacteria slows the spread of the dengue virus. Once the eggs hatch, the infected mosquitoes are then released into the wild. The females pass the bacteria along to their offspring. The idea is the infected mosquitoes replace the non-infected mosquitoes in an area. This strategy can reduce transmission rates by 75%. But this, as you can imagine, is a slow process. For now, most people are focused on prevention and treatment. Insect repellent is flying off the shelves in Argentina, Brazil, and other countries as consumers scramble to protect themselves. Forecasting models now say that dengue fever and other tropical diseases are going to reach southern Europe and the southern U.S. soon. So As global temperatures rise, more and more people will have to worry about tropical diseases. France says it's worried about dengue for the Olympics. I was scratching my head over that. Why? People don't transmit dengue to other people. So if an infected person flies into France, develops symptoms, well, that's bad for that person, but he can't spread it, right? Wrong. An infected person can spread the disease to a local mosquito, and the mosquito can spread it to another person. Yikes. Here's a phrasal verb for you. Buy up. This is not a phrasal verb you'll use very much, but it's good to know what it means. To buy something up is to buy large quantities of it. When you buy something up, you buy as much as you can, maybe even all that is available. Remember the Twinkie? We talked about that in lesson 625. This is the famous yellow submarine-shaped snack cake in the U.S. The owners of the Twinkie went bankrupt and briefly stopped making Twinkies. That led Twinkie fans to buy up all the supplies of Twinkies at the store. Buy up is appropriate here for two reasons. First, individuals went to stores and bought all the Twinkies in the store. One person might buy 10, 20 boxes of them. Individual people bought lots of Twinkies, each of them, and some people wanted to buy all the Twinkies in a store. Now, not everyone was that crazy. Some people just wanted one last box. But the effect was lots of people combined to buy the Twinkies, and the Twinkies ran out. So those are two ways to use it. One individual buyer buys all that's available, or people combine to buy small quantities until it runs out. Extreme weather events are examples where people buy up supplies in a store. When a hurricane is about to hit, homeowners will buy up all the water jugs available in the stores. When a snowstorm is about to hit, homeowners will buy up all the snow shovels. Now, one person doesn't buy every shovel. One person only needs one or two shovels. But lots of people go, and when you add them all together, they buy up all the shovels that are in the store. Early in the COVID pandemic, there was panic buying. People bought up all the supplies of water, toilet paper, paper towels, things like that. I remember seeing one woman at a grocery store with two shopping carts full of paper goods and frozen meat and a panicked look on her face. She was buying up all she could. Speaking of health crises, there has been an alarming increase in dengue fever in Latin America. And there's a new vaccine that's said to be effective against dengue, but there aren't many doses. Brazil has bought up a lot of doses of that vaccine. Maybe not all that exist, but a lot of doses for its large population. Remember non-fungible tokens? If you don't remember, Well, they still exist. These are digital goods, like images, that belong to a person. The images can be copied 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 times. But the NFT, the non-fungible token, is proof that one person owns the picture, even if there are many copies. Now, this was all the rage back in 2021 and 2022. We talked about it in lesson 352. Anyway, celebrities would create NFTs and people would buy them up. They wanted to be part of the action. The NFTs sold out, people bought them up. The NBA, the basketball league, issued NFTs of popular video clips. Banksy, an artist, issued NFTs of his work. And there were collections of NFTs. Again, if you want to understand the logic, you are going to be disappointed. There is no logic. It made no sense. But still, people bought them up. They bought them in large quantities until they had sold out. Any big concert fans out there besides JR? What happens when an artist releases tickets to a new concert series? Ticket brokers buy up all the tickets. They buy large quantities, as many as they can get, and in hours, minutes sometimes, all the tickets are gone. Any sneakerheads out there? I'm not one. This is a world I know very little about. But when there are new sneaker releases, collectors and dealers and superfans buy up as many as they can. There are resale websites, just like for concert tickets. Who knew? Well, that's all for today. Great job finishing another plain English audio lesson. Remember that the fun continues online, where you get to practice using buy up and get direct feedback from me. Plus, there are quizzes, listening exercises, pronunciation exercises, translations, and much, much more. That's all at plainenglish.com/680. We'll be back on Thursday, another art episode. How about that? 2 weeks in a row, we're talking about art on Plain English. On Thursday, where was the Mona Lisa painted? One geologist, yes, geologist, says she has the answer. See you back here on Thursday for that one. You've reached the end of the audio lesson, but there's a lot more to the Plain English experience on the website plainenglish.com. A lot of plainenglish.com is free, but the best tools to help you upgrade your English are part of the Starter and Plus memberships. And if you've ever been curious about what those look like, well, I have good news for you. We've unlocked some free sample lessons that let you try out the Starter and Plus features for yourself. There are two easy ways to find the free samples. First, at plainenglish.com, there's a new link at the top of the page that says Free Samples. I've also put a link in the show notes for this episode. In the sample lessons, you can do the exercises, listen to the fast audio, take one of our toolkit workshops, practice your writing, and more. So try it out today. Click the link in the show notes of this episode or find the link that says Free Samples at the top of plainenglish.com.